Well, thank you and good afternoon. And we're so excited that you are joining us for this Blissfully Together podcast. Today, we are going to discuss the most exciting topic, or I think it's exciting. I don't know how my partner in crime, the beautiful and gorgeous and energetic Miss Stephanie Mastersville of Your Girl Friday, and of course, Blissfully Together, but myself, Kat Lopez Shelby, feels that when we cover one of those, it might be a minor detail to some people. What do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think everybody wants to look perfect for their day, and they want all the people in their pictures to look as perfect as possible. So, I mean, I think even the girls that aren't super girly are concerned about it, and they're concerned about not just having the hair and makeup, but it's still looking like them, but turning out well in all of their pictures that are going to be on their walls forever, so...
That is true. Now, I think there are some recommendations or suggestions that we can all make.
Nice.
But I'm going to say one of the things that I think you definitely need to think about before you book your makeup artist or before you book your hairstylist or before you do anything is, number one, budget. How much are you willing to spend on this? Number two is, how many people are you going to you personally pay for their makeup, or are they going to pay for their makeup, or how is all that going to go?
I mean, my personal opinion is that it's...
Can you all get closer to the mic?
Is that it's your wedding, and that it's kind of your responsibility for whoever is helping you with the budget to pay for your bridal party, at the very least. I can understand adding like mom or grandma or somebody. Those people are probably more likely to pay for themselves, though. But you should not expect your 10 bridesmaids mm-hmm. to all pay for their own hair and makeup that's going to cost them $100 the day of your wedding.
No, I think that that's something that should be discussed in advance. I mean, and to a certain extent, some people may want to do their own hair and makeup because they feel more comfortable with it.
Right.
But I think that's something that should be discussed.
Because you had a makeup debacle at one of the weddings not too long ago.
I don't know if it was a full out debacle, but we had where they added people at the last minute. So luckily we were close enough to go to a Walgreens to grab some additional like false eyelashes and do this. But they did. They added actually two weddings. So one wedding they added two additional people, and the other wedding they added four.
Yikes.
So... And I will say the one where they added four was where each individual person was paying for their makeup. And so I don't think it was verbalized well enough in advance. Like, hey, you can't just show up with money the day of. Like, we need to know in advance.
Yes.
So I think those are things to think about. I personally will tell you my experiences. I always try to sit down with the bride ahead of time and hash out all these details. With the wedding that added four people, I was hired to help somebody else because it had gotten bigger than they originally anticipated, and it was even bigger, you know.
Right. I was talking about the wedding that you did where the makeup was, like, super yellow on the poor person.
Well, here is my philosophy. People can disagree with me. I really think it's very, very important to do a trial run beforehand.
Absolutely.
Not everybody feels that way. I'm going to say not every makeup artist. I know some incredibly talented makeup artists that do not do trial runs.
But you shouldn't have to carry a gigantic suitcase worth of makeup because you have five people with all different skin tones.
Not necessarily. The other thing is, I think, and not that this being a more dramatic event, yes, we did have somebody that did not like the way her makeup was done. A different makeup artist did it. And she felt like she looked really yellow, and it really wasn't, I mean, it wasn't terrible, but obviously she wasn't comfortable with it, which would have showed up in all her pictures. So we went in, we, you know, bronzed her up a bit, changed a few things, put some more, you know, concealer, highlight, did all that. And she was very happy. So we were able to fix it. But going back to the thing about why I feel so it's important to do a trial run is that you need to know that you and the makeup artist mesh, and that the style of makeup that you want is the style of makeup that the makeup artist can do comfortably.
Oh, absolutely.
And the time frame. you know, it could take anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and a half to do somebody, depending on which how they want their makeup done.
Which is the reason to not have four extra people.
Exactly. True, true.
Be added on, because you're not going to have the time to do it. Plus, again, different skin tones and things like that. I mean, you're not going to have, even if you have the base for them, that doesn't mean that you have all the color of eyeshadows that's going to match on everybody, because what you can wear is probably not going to look great on me.
Well, yeah, for the most part.
I mean, I get that you're pale, but you're still very you're still very olive complected, and I'm very peach complected. It's very different.
That is true. Well, and I think too that goes back, you know, I mean, obviously this is an extreme case, but if anyone out there has watched the TV show Girls, when Marnie was getting married, like the makeup artist came and she looked like just real cakey and completely not natural. And she spackled, and she had like an outdoor wedding. So like
some people really like spackle, though.
It true.
Some people are wanting that perfect spackled face look and helmet hair look.
It's true, true.
So you need to make sure that your hairstylist can also do that, because not all of them will.
And that's something to think about. I mean, especially with hair, like, you know, in my case for my wedding, I knew what I wanted. I just wanted loose curls. I mean, I knew who could do that. It wasn't a big deal. But you need to do a trial run for your hair, too, and make sure that, number one,
absolutely,
that your hair can accommodate the style that you want.
Yes.
And that the person can do it how you want.
Yes. Or some people like to get ready outside of their venue, or they don't have the space because it is a place that has several events going on that day or whatever, and you have to get ready somewhere else.
Yes.
You need to make sure that whoever is taking care of your hair, especially, knows to make sure that that sucker is not going to move when you walk out in this West Texas wind.
Wind.
To get in a car to go to your event place.
Yes. Those are all things. And those are all good things to think about.
Or that your face doesn't melt, because you do have spackle on your face.
That's right.
Which is also now a beauty product line, right, for makeup. It's called Spackle. I've teased my aunt about that. Well, we might tease behind her back a little bit. I don't know. No, I think we tease her to her face, too, about how she's always used Spackle. And we saw this line called Spackle, like, I think it was last summer at Ulta, and started laughing so hard in the middle of the store for no reason because we saw Spackle.
I think some of the things you need to do prior to picking a makeup artist is, when in doubt, try to book them ahead, because if they're a highly sought after makeup artist, they're going to be booked anyways. So the thought of that is, if you think it's too early to find one, it's not. The other thing is, do your research, you know, check on Pinterest, look for things you like, bring it on. I'm telling you, that trial run, I'm a big proponent of the trial run. The other thing is, keep in mind, like, let's say you book somebody in the summer, but your wedding is in the fall, is you may not want that summery vibe that you were feeling at that point. You may want a fall winter look. So think about that.
Or in West Texas, you might still want summer because it's still hot and looks
that's
like
true.
Summer here.
It's still, you know, 109. But, and then of course, I can't say it enough. Excuse me. A trial run. When in doubt, a trial run. I don't even care if you do a trial run and you're just going to go to the movies. Do a trial run.
Do it before date night. Schedule it on a Friday afternoon. Go get your hair and makeup done. And then you can go out to dinner.
Yes. One key to that trial run, now, not personally that I do this, but if you decide you want to, I don't know, use a self-tanner or something of that nature, please, for the love of all things great and holy, do that well in advance. Try that bad boy out.
Like a month or two.
Because you would
probably
hate,
try it a couple of times.
Yeah. You would hate to look orange, or maybe it'd be off, you know.
Or streaky.
Mm-hmm. Get a good spray tan.
Streaky is the worst.
Some of the recommendations are to step up your skincare routine probably about 6 months before the wedding, if that is something that you have a concern about. Like, if you have a concern about something on your face, you don't want to be having some type of procedure or whatever done, you know, 6 weeks before. You want to do it well in advance. Always pack an emergency makeup kit. I can tell you 9 times out of 10, like, when someone has booked me, I'm there. I go to the event. I stay a little while. I hang out. And then I leave, you know, when I feel like, oh, right. They're just getting into the groove of things. But that is just in case someone decides to, like, you know, ball all their mascara off to pieces or their eyelashes or, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. Mom decides to kiss every part of you and she doesn't have, you know, non-staining lipstick. I mean, you know, we like to cover all our bases.
Absolutely.
It's very important.
Most makeup artists will give you something. And I think most event planners will have the bare basics also with them in an emergency kit. But yes, you should definitely be prepared for that, especially if you don't have either one of those people.
Yes. And the other thing is, I mean, you know, you're talking about who all are you going to be doing makeup for. So let's say your makeup artist is going to just do you, but then somebody else is going to do everybody else. You know, make sure that everybody is comfortable with what they're doing. Because I have gone where the bride wants everybody to wear fake eyelashes or false eyelashes. Yes. And grandma and mom have no desire to wear those. So, you know, just keep in mind that, first off, the big day is about you anyways. Nobody's looking, you know, that much at grandma's eyelashes. But
no, you do want them to look nice in your photos, though, because those are the ones that you keep forever.
That is true.
In the event that you don't book a regular makeup artist or hairstylist, you want to just go to a salon or a spa or something like that because there are 10 of you, you still have to book that in advance. I know a lot of people don't think about it and don't think that they need to book all of these things in advance because they're going to a salon or a spa. And so there's, you know, surely they're going to have plenty of room and space for all of them. But you definitely need to still book that in advance. I don't know if you have to book it 6 months in advance like you would somebody that's coming to your wedding to do all of those things, but at least a couple of months. And for the bride, for sure, still do a trial run with them, even if it is your regular person. Because I know that while I absolutely adore my hairstylist, she does not fix my hair the way that I fix my hair. And I typically go home and wash my hair after she's cut it and refix it. So you should just double check, even if it is somebody that you routinely go to.
Well, that's true. And I think the thing is, one of the things where you're talking about, if you are just going to book a salon, or let's say you're going to book a blow dry bar or something of that nature, a lot of them have package deals. So if you call well enough in advance, they can say, hey, for your whole party, we'll do like, you know, so much if you all come in, and they'll go ahead and schedule your times. And that's a lot better. And the thing is to keep in mind is that, you know, it may take 45 minutes to an hour and a half for makeup. I'm including a big spread in case you want like a cut crease or something crazy. But it also takes, you know, a good 45 minutes for your hair too. So, you know, keep in mind of the time period that you're going to have.
Well, and since we're talking about hair and makeup, we should also think about nails because not everybody has well manicured nails. And again, pictures. Not only are you going to want to make sure that yours are done, but you probably want your entire bridal party, including the little girls, and probably moms and grandmas and things like that, to go do those things too. That's something else that even if you are just going into a nail place, that is a whole lot of you to get done. You should probably make sure that that is booked in advance and that they know that when they need to be there and be in town, because not everybody lives here that's going to be in your bridal party necessarily either. So you need to make sure that everybody is prepared and that's on an itinerary for them ahead of time.
That's true. And I would say, you know, always prepare for the unexpected because, you know, at the end of the day, things happen, but, you know.
I was just thinking about a bridesmaid with, like, some bright neon blue nail polish and it not matching your red decor or something like that at all.
Or, you know, black nail polish.
Or black nail polish or something that they love and it looks great on them normally, but wouldn't necessarily go with their, I don't know, blush dress that you have them all wearing or something in front of everybody.
That is true. I think at the end of the day, you know, obviously the most important thing is that you're marrying the person you love. But I think all of these little details can help make the experience more pleasurable as far as for the day of your wedding, the pre-day of your wedding. The more planning you do, the better off in the long run.
Well, it's not something that you necessarily, not that, I mean, most people go get their nails done, but it's not something that everybody thinks about, oh, so-and-so might show up with blue nails. And they may not think about the fact that they're showing up with blue nails to your wedding either. And so it's good to make sure that you've booked those things in advance so that you don't get your pictures back months later and go, oh, she had like these bright neon nails in the middle of everybody else who all matched.
That's it. I'm getting neon nails before Stephanie's wedding. I know. I mean, they're going to be like bright yellow.
And they're going to be like long cat claws.
And I'm going to be like, every time I'm going to hug Stephanie and be like, here's my nails. But no.
You and those cheetah print nails.
That's right, cheetah. So, obviously, we hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. They're short and sweet, and we're just covering a few topics to help for planning your wonderful, amazing wedding day. And we look forward to you joining our next episode. So please make sure that you subscribe to our podcast so that you are notified as soon as it's available. As well as we look forward to hearing from you. So if you have any questions, comments, anything you'd like us to chat about, look into, or there's a particular venue or someone you'd like us to have on the podcast, please, by all means, email us that information. And we look forward to hearing and chatting with you next time. Thanks.